little disclaimer that I, Mystic, am an employee of Wizards of the Coast on the D&D team.
Last time on Utopia Podcast, the party continued on the road, heading back to Florencia. And that is where we find them.
You can
wait. Wisdom save. Should I be reckless? No.
Never mind. All right. We don't need to rage right now.
That's been on repeat in my brain. You can cut that out if you want.
Great. You all make it to Florencia. It's sunset over on the shore. You approach the city from a higher altitude, the farmland sort of looking down at the sprawl, the walls and the castle, the gardens, the water, the shoreline. And closer to you than anything else, your little renovated cottage.
It's Wait, we're back home?
Sunny. Summer. Getting to the point of summer where it's really hot. But this cool breeze, the salty breeze off the ocean, it's a cool reprieve from that. And then you're back in Florencia.
I think Morgus is going to just walk right past the cottage and go into the city to go shopping a little bit.
Okay. Do you say anything to anyone?
Nope. I just keep going.
Where are we going?
Well, there he goes. Into the yonder.
What a brave man. Livy says, like, you see, like, he looks like he's about to pass out. His hair is sticky with sweat. Like, there's like bags under his eyes. Like, he doesn't look, man doesn't look like he's having a fun time.
I'm imagining Libby just opens the cellar doors and just walks right down.
Yeah. He like opens the cellar doors and just like flops down, like rolls down the stairs.
All right, good night, Libby. How many more dead fish are in the pool?
None.
That's good. The appropriate amount of dead fish to be in that pool.
Zero. They actually look quite lively. You notice that, like, all the plants that Scylla has been tending in the evenings all look robust and like they've grown well. Specifically, all the plants' life and even some of the animals sort of seem like they've made a new home here, look at you all, and then kind of scurry away.
You get a house sitter. Wait, are we going to Valencia to the gladiator tournament, or are we going to the gate?
We're going to find Livy's friend, to find Argos, to try to figure out what's going on.
Oh, yeah. So I have to prepare for the tournament.
Yes. If Livy's friend ends up coming back to town, otherwise we're going to have to hire a boat, go out onto the waters to find her.
Livy hates boats.
I mean, you seemed to get over it when Ennanoth was there. Maybe we just bring Ennanoth too.
to finish my projects
from the cellar.
Lily runs off and just continues on one of her many house projects she's torn apart.
Yeah. Everything's left exactly where you left it.
Not done.
What's Godfrey doing?
Once everyone kind of scatters, Godfrey's going to crouch down next to the pool by the fish. And he's going to look very intently at them and feel kind of a connection. And say, what is it you have seen here, fish?
Well, there was this lady here. She gave us worms and pieces of insects, and she made the seaweed grow bigger, and she was very kind. But then when she was around, a raccoon came and she kept trying to catch us, and so we had to hide at the bottom of the pool.
Sorry, did the fish talk?
When was the last time you saw the raccoon?
About 10 minutes ago.
I'm on it.
Thank you, thank you.
Glub, glub. Like bubbles.
Wait, what about that lady, though? Wait, the lady was recent.
Lady, yeah. Every day she came, tended the garden, fed us.
What did the lady?
Birds out of the house.
It's the Celadopgator.
What did the lady look like?
Pointy ears, blonde hair. Sometimes she was with that red-skinned dragonborn.
Blonde hair.
Do fish know what ears are? They don't have ears.
This is the description of our elf druid friend from the court. Whose name escapes me.
Yes, Fern.
Fern. Ah. Well, it's nice that they were looking after the place.
Do you have worms?
Godfrey looks for worms.
You, like, dig around into, like, the very fertile ground of the garden around, and you can find, like, a nightcrawler to drop one in.
I drop it in. Oh.
Thank you.
Until we meet again.
Great.
Then I will sit by invisibly waiting for the raccoon to return.
Give me a stealth check.
I'm invisible, so it's at advantage.
Oh, yeah, because you're holding your breath. All right.
Yeah. Okay. That's still okay. 16?
Okay. What does, as you lean down to speak to this fish and this conversation's going on, what does the magic you're wielding look like? How does it manifest for Godfrey?
I feel like Godfrey crouches down, which is already, like, a little terrifying in how tall he is. So his appendages are just, like, creaking out around him.
Hmm.
I feel like the mask starts just, like, a very gentle glow around the edges of the deep darkness. And then the eye sockets go from being a pure black to kind of glowing a soft orange.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Love it. The raccoon comes back very quickly as you stealthily go invisible. And it kind of like uses its hands and peeks around one of the bean trellises, looks around and like skitters in its way. It's very fat and goes up next to between some of the plants and starts like reaching into the water.
Creature who reaches for that which he should not.
Runs away.
Grab the raccoon.
Give me the next save. Or,
next save?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it at advantage because I'm invisible?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, that's good. A dex save is an 18.
Yeah, you grab him by the tail.
You do not know that this pond is protected.
Just
speak your name.
Just like like wheezing.
Godfrey is very still. As he's talking, he stops being invisible, and as soon as he's waiting for the raccoon to like talk back, he goes invisible again. He's not
this is so creepy. I will not give my name to a demon.
Know that this demon guards these fish and you shall not return.
Okay.
If you require treats, just knock upon the door thrice.
Oh.
And they shall be given.
Okay.
And I put the raccoon down.
Like, instantly runs up to the cellar door and knocks three times.
Really? Opens the cellar door very confused. Like, he's gotten out of his traveling clothes and is like, what the? And you're still invisible, right?
Scampers away back towards Godfrey.
I wanted to invisibly just set some of my rations behind the raccoon, so when he turns around, he runs through food.
Okay. You do so. He looks back at Libby and looks around and then just disappears into the growing wheat fields around the cottage. Are you visible, Godfrey?
No.
I don't know which one of you freaks did this. But stop picking on animal life. And he'll close the cellar door again.
Yeah. Ziba, as you head into the cottage to do your leftover project, Scylla will head in with you and pull down that Murphy bed and just curl up full armor, full road filth into the bed.
I think Ziba will be glad that if someone's taking advantage and using this thing she kind of invented. But I think also a small part of the back of her head is going, wow, she has a lot more faith in those springs than I do.
Beautiful. Great. All right. Morgus, you saunter to town.
Before we say anything about that, new favorite NPCs.
The fish and the raccoon.
The fish and the raccoon. My face hurts. That might be one of my favorite things I've ever watched you roleplay at the table, ever. Aww, I just, anyway. Also, I just, like, considering how many, like, raccoon reels I've sent you randomly before, like, my little heart. Anyway. We don't need to roleplay anything, but Morgus is going to go to, like, maybe the general store, and I want to get, like, a few household items.
Yeah.
I would like to find a, like, stoneware teacup. Right? With, like, a dark interior. Probably, like, a nice, like, burgundy heavy clay mug. Probably some nesting bowls, and then a bowl with nice thin sides, and I'll bring those back.
Cool. Send me that in a chat. I'll tell you how much it is.
Will do.
All right. You have safely made it home. You take a long rest in your own beds, in your own house. You wake up the next day at whatever point in time you'd like.
Irby actually has to get up early for once. Which is never a good sign when he does, because the last time he did, the town burned down. And he has to, like, he's sending the princess and the king, being like, hey, we're back for a bit. I will visit in just a sec, but I want it. He wants letters to, so he doesn't just show up unannounced, because that's rude. And also, He wants to send a letter to his friend asking if she is coming to this, if she's going to come to win at this year's game as well.
Yeah, you would know that any letters sent to Krikoi are very hit or miss on a ship. Essentially, the only time she would receive them is if she returns to a port, and you would have to know the closest one, like where she's working to do that. So essentially, since you know that Florencia is kind of the base that she's been around lately, you just hand the letter over to the postmaster, and he kind of just puts it on a pile with a bunch of other boat workers who just stop in and out of the post office for their postage when they're docked at the port. It doesn't cost anything. Is it also hot?
Cool. Is it also unbelievably hot today?
It's fairly warm already. If it's early in the morning, you can tell that it's going to be in the 90s.
Livy, instead of having his many, 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 many layers on, is having instead, like, a very light shirt that, like, has a turtleneck thing, but, like, no sleeves, and a vest that has his, like, little king, like, his little royal insignia on it.
Cute. All right. Do you head back to the cottage when you're done?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. Everyone else?
Oh, and he's picking up groceries. Food for everyone else, blue stuff for him.
Cool. You tell me how much you want to spend on groceries, and we'll just call it good there. Groceries for everyone? God. Probably.
Yeah, groceries for
around, like, 50 gold. And that's, like, good. Farmer's market, you go to the cart district, you get all the fresh goods, all the good stuff. That's will probably last a few days. Alright. What does Livy find when he returns to the cottage?
Is there still a cottage?
Are y'all awake yet?
Godfrey's been awake.
Mm-hmm. I think it's.
What are you doing? I'm just waiting for everyone else to get up to figure out what we're doing next.
Does Zippa sleep in late if everyone else is sort of up and around in the same space?
I feel like, you know, if everyone else get up, and once she starts hearing some, like, clanging around like, the kitchen stuff, then she'll get up.
Okay. I assume that possibly Morgus is up before Zippa clanging around in the kitchen.
probably. And, yeah. Like, since we're kind of feeling, like, homey and everything, I think I need to make it canon that Morgus is, like, around the house attire is, how do I say moo-moo without saying a moo-moo? Like,
aww.
It's just, he's just draped in fabric that has a hole for his neck, holes for his wrists, and that's about it. And it's this lovely dark blue, like, velveteen, you know? And it's very, like, velveteen is probably not the right
velvet word.
It's kind of velvety, and, like, yeah. There's, like, some little gold adornments and stuff like that, and he's very homey.
Nice. Great.
I got groceries for you to make things.
Give. I will start cooking.
Zippa, you actually wake up to the smell of bacon.
Perfect. Nothing better than waking up to the smell of food you didn't cook yourself.
That's really true, actually.
Morgus is gonna make, like, I think Morgus is gonna make, like, an omelet bar so we can make our own, like, 1.5-inch thick omelets. And he's got, like, diced ham with, like, some brown sugar and it cooked on it to kind of candy it a little bit.
I think vegetables. As the smell of bacon and cooked vegetables and omelets begins to waft out the windows and everyone's digging in, you all hear a 3 knocks at the front door.
Oh, I will take my omelet now, Marcus.
Marcus kind of looks up.
Oh. All right, what do you want in it?
Oh, it could be uncooked. Just the fillings, please.
Marcus will get a plate and sort of like use his little like dusty gold cloud of a mage hand to like just make him a plate, and he hands it to Godfrey.
Thank you.
Joy.
Open the door and hand the plate to the raccoon and close the door.
Livy hears this, like you can see his ear kind of twitch, and he smiles a little bit, like a small little, like almost a smirk, as he just continues to flip through a page of a book.
Do I see the tiniest little black hands snatch?
Yeah, you also know that Godfrey doesn't eat, so this is all around just a weird request.
Did Gerakaius change his form? Or is he not back yet?
I'm protecting the fish in our pool.
You have a pool? And fish?
Our pond.
Oh, the pond. Okay, that makes sense. Wait, there's fish in it?
I thought we traveled too much for pets.
They're not pets. It's just fish in a pond. Where else would fish be?
In a different pond? I wasn't aware that the pond had fish, but... That's very nice. Ooh, that's a good
question.
Are they for eating?
Are you paying off this raccoon like it's a mob boss?
No, I'm just preventing it from startling the fish.
So you're preventing it from damaging and hurting your property by paying it off with food.
I want this raccoon to know that I am to be both feared and loved.
Does this mean that we can't eat seafood anymore? Because that crab was really good.
You can eat whatever you'd like.
That seems unfair. You don't eat anything.
Yep.
I prefer
to
think
of it as unfair like that.
It's economical. It's more for the rest of us, or we save on food.
But if they're friends with him, I don't want to. What is he going to think if we start eating his friends?
We just don't let them know we're cooking fish.
I think the fish is gonna know what's being cooked.
Can fish smell through water?
Livy silently hands both of you the receipt for his adding.
I'm gonna contribute 10 gold because there's 5 of us.
Okay.
All right, as you exchange dollars and tuck into your breakfast around the table, Sulla joining, tucking into an omelet as well. I assume Godfrey broaches the subject of what to do next.
Yes, so how do we find Grikoi?
I sent
you. You gonna send them a letter?
Well. Kind of. I gave a letter to the harborman. It's hard to... She travels too much for a letter to be reliable. But when she next visits here, this tends to be where she hangs out. When she visits here next, she'll get the letter. But until then, I believe we should go to the carousel court and see if there's any jobs we need to be doing.
Plan is to just stay here until Grikoi returns.
I rather liked the idea of asking around or getting a boat.
Where would we? She travels too much. We could do that, I guess. And I'm not just saying that because I hate boats, although I do, just to let everyone be reminded.
I told you.
She travels around the good competition. So what we would have to do is we would have to hire someone to go around and help us search for her. She's going to come back here. It's just a matter of when.
Now, I might have misheard you, but did you say she travels around to different competitions?
Different competitions, like, different things. She's an adventurer, like us. And she likes challenging the strongest people.
Well, if...
She'll find me for sure.
Well, if... Yes, of course. If that's the case, let's look for the biggest, baddest tournament in the land and go there. Or we hold the biggest, baddest tournament in the land and that'll bring Krikoi to us.
Glorinzia does have a tournament. That's one of the ways we met.
Do you think the king hosts that on purpose because he knows that the other god's probably going to come to that tournament?
I don't know. I can ask him.
Maybe they're friends.
Elfrey pulls out his sketchbook and starts to take notes. A list. Here's number one. Learn about tournaments.
I still think we should go to the carousel court, find out what to be one mission they have for us. And
do you think that was the job to be in the tournament?
Maybe. But also find out why they, if they took the crown.
Sorry.
Go to the carousel court.
I don't feel like they're just going to freely tell us if they took the crown, though. I mean, I don't know. At least that's not usually my go-to move when I took something I shouldn't have.
That's why we have the right
person. We can phrase it more like... Well, we can phrase it like we lost it.
I find that just being direct... It's typically easier.
You could ask. You could use the disappointing dad tone you have. You're really good at that. You must have kids or something. And then they'll mess up for sure. The disappointed dad tone. And
saving throw, Adam.
Saving throw? Mm-hmm. It's a 2. Minus 1 for a 1.
That's a fail for sure. Okay.
I know, what did I do?
Does Godfrey have a vision this time?
Nope.
But yeah, you got that disappointed Libby, dad toned down Libby pat. Like, you could just be like, did you take the crown? You need to fess up.
Libby will like grab Ziba and not so stealthily but only in her ear say, hey, if Godfrey did have kids, he would be around those kids. So if he did have kids and he's not around them, what does that mean?
I don't know, but I feel like it's turned into something much more serious than the original inflection that I intended.
I know.
But let's be quiet alone. Enough. For me to not
too quiet
hear.
For you to hear.
Probably. I don't know. Godfrey can hear stuff.
Libby's at least too quiet.
What's your passive perception, Godfrey?
16.
Then maybe not.
Yeah.
I feel like both Morgus and Bitsy are like looking up from their plates at the table, just a light, little bit mortified.
Godfrey does hear.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a son. He is back home. Can't see him until I can take the mask off.
I stepped in it, didn't I?
Oh.
That's fine.
I'm sorry, Godfrey.
Okay. Figure something out.
There's a very large gulping sound from Morgus.
It was Felina and try to whisper, but Godfrey can still hear and be like, I do have really good instincts about the dad voice, though. He definitely has that.
Yeah.
There's a mild choking sound from Morgus.
Randall. Name's Randall.
It's a wonderful name.
You could write him letters.
Godfrey, give me a history check.
I'm just saying you could write him letters.
I do.
How does a 26 sound?
Pretty good. I got a 6.
Do I make a history or no?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. What should be a 1?
Morgus first realizes or just remembers that post Godfrey coming back from his confrontation with Nyx, the reason he can't eat is because he can't take off the mask. But he just said he can't see his son again until he takes off the mask. Livy sort of hits that same beat a couple moments after the eureka moment passes over Godfrey's face. Or Morgus's face, sorry.
There's a slightly
I don't get it all.
Greater choking sound from Morgus. Gulp.
Wait.
Godfrey. I recall at one point you saying you didn't remember why you put the mask on in the first place. Is that correct?
There's something I only know when the mask is off. It was when I came to terms with whatever that was that I was able to return back to Mentinos.
And
journey, as Vandhild put it, was to go find the growth in the world. Go out and grow. I feel like we've been doing quite a bit of growing, and that maybe there will be an exception to the rule if I were to return to Mentinos once this is all said and done.
I am very worried.
Livy, give me a history check at disadvantage.
Oh.
It's outside your realm of expertise, but something you may have run into.
21.
Yeah, okay. What was it? What was the other one, if that's your disadvantage?
23.
Okay. You've seen other people in masks. It's rare to see people like Godfrey, but it's not completely unknown. The monastery that Godfrey, the place that Godfrey, you assume, went, is pretty famous for this kind of hide something from yourself that hurts a lot until you heal, and then you take off the mask and you can be yourself again.
I don't think Livy would share that if Godfrey has not shared that.
Well, in that case, I was definitely just gonna be like, so you can't see him with the mask on? Is it because he's scared of the mask because it's a skull? Why didn't you pick a different mask? It's not that scary.
I didn't get to choose the mask.
Above above table, Sierra, can you go over Morgus's revelation again? Because I know Morgus understands something, but I don't know that I do.
Yeah, I'll put it more plainly. Nyx fucked over Godfrey.
Yeah. Like, yeah, okay. Okay, thank you.
Above table. This is why Godfrey's spiral was so large to the mask.
Godfrey's soul is attached to the mask. If he takes it off of his body, he no longer exists.
And he needs to take off his mask to see his son.
Yes. Due to religious reasons? Or, like, is it more magical than that?
Because he died and she brought him back by tying his soul to his
mask. But, like, why can't he see him with the mask on? Like, what is forbidden about that? Okay. That's all right. I'm always confused.
I think this, like, the revelation Morgus is having, if I'm hearing that correctly, is like Morgus is for the first time understanding the magnitude of the connection there.
Yep.
Okay.
If I could add a little bit, this might make sense why Godfrey had some counseling for memory loss. Like, might ring for some of the things that he's been telling you. Because it's probably things that he's been counseled through.
Livy has his hand over his mouth, and it looks like if he could cry, he would. As he just takes Godfrey, as he takes your hand, and he, I'm so sorry, Godfrey. We will figure this out.
Thank you, Livia. I appreciate it. I've done a lot of this processing over the last couple of weeks with the mask, but your kindness is appreciated. We will figure out a way.
We will.
I think I would very much like to kill Nyx.
Whoa! What did she have to do with this? She didn't pick out the mask. He just said he didn't get to pick it.
No, Zippa. Nyx made it so that Godfrey can never see his son.
There's a chance if she dies, the magic that's attuned to this mask also ends, and then I die as well.
Maybe not kill then.
I don't think I understand death at the moment. I'll put this in the letter, and then just walks away with a very dazed look.
Wait, don't walk away. We're still only on point number 2 of what we're supposed to do in the city today.
I gotta start packing if we're going to the city to meet the best fighter in the world. Gotta sharpen my sword. I need to put on my best clothes.
All right, Zibba walks away, going to write her letter.
And put on my best clothes.
And put on your best clothes.
I gotta start sharpening my sword. We're meeting a professional here.
You call after her, Godfrey.
All right.
Zuma will go change her clothes and come back with her sharpening stones. She can sharpen her sword while talking, but I'm assuming you'll have some conversation in the meantime while she's doing that.
Learn
about the tournament.
If she's...
Go to the court.
I went to the port and I delivered the letter. When she gets here and she reads the letter, she'll either send the letter to me or she'll just find me. She'll probably just track me down, knowing her. But I took care of that. What we do need to know right now is when the tournament's going to start and how we don't get kicked out of the carousel court.
Yes. Anything else besides those two things? Finding out more about the tournament, going to the carousel court, and then finding jobs and or confronting them about the crown.
I personally want to talk to the king. Let me get some more information out of him, But that's just personal stuff.
We have a solid plan of three things we want to do in town today.
Zibba comes back out of her room in her less ripped clothes. You notice she walks up to you and she goes, "Have I gotten taller? I don't remember these being this short." Like her pants are definitely like an inch or two higher than they probably were 6 months ago.
Fourth thing, we need to buy new clothes for Zibba.
New clothes.
I haven't even had these for a year. Am I washing them wrong?
Nope, you're growing, kid.
Your tusks do look a little more fully formed today.
Can I grow more evenly? It just feels kind of awkward.
Keep catching on your top lip a little bit. You're like not used to maneuvering it around as they grow in. It's the orc equivalent of pimples.
That is a question for Livy and Scylla to have.
Scylla agrees there's something you should do.
Okay, four things to do. Learn about the tournaments, go to the carousel court, talk to the king, get new clothes. We could either all go together, or we could be very efficient and split up.
It seems like you want to do the second thing?
Oh, I'm just saying that would be more efficient. We could cover more ground in less time. It would just be a real drag if we were cutscening to everyone if we did that. So I think it would maybe be best if we all stuck together. A single cohesive unit. Did these tasks one at one, all together.
Yeah. The court is closest to us, right?
No. Court is all the way around the north side of the city, around the walls, up to the coast. Your cottage is to the southeast side of the city, up nestled up on a hill in the farmland there.
Gotcha. Do you think we could ask? I mean, we could probably find out when festivals are happening at the palace, right?
Yeah, or the bulletin boards, or just going into the coffee shop. If something big's happening in town, there's lots of places you could go to figure out what that is. The town crier. You didn't hear him, Libby, this morning as you went out. It was very early, but it's another option.
I suggest first find out about when the tournament's happening. It should be around this time. Second, get new clothes for Zibba. Third, we talk to Rainier and, you know, other people who may or may not be at the castle. And then we talk to the castle court.
Okay, lead the way to the nearest clothing store.
Morgus knows that if you want the best clothes, you go to Dapper Drapings. But if you want just good clothes for a kid that's growing, you go to the Pimpleton Brothers General Store.
Now that I think about it, I think I might be interested in dusting up my wardrobe a little bit. Moving it up. We should go to Drapey Doodads.
Scylla just looks at you. She's gonna outgrow it.
What teenager wants to shop at somewhere called Pimpleton?
We should go to Pimpleton. She'll outgrow any of the clothes we get her in like 3 months.
Depending on the outfit, it can be adjusted over time. If you get something drapey and adjustable at Drapey Doodads, then there you go.
Well, I guess, is there such a thing as magic clothes that just automatically do that? Is there somewhere here where we could just buy magic clothes that just won't tear?
If there's anywhere where we're going to do them, it's Dapper Drapery.
That is it. Thank you so much for listening. If you're liking what you're hearing, do all the things on all the apps and the things. Tell a friend. Make a poster. Hang it up at your local coffee shop or your local game store. Whatever you want. Spread the word. We really, really appreciate it. We have a lot of fun things cooking. We have a dating sim game. What? Yes, it has a fantastic cast, and that's gonna air in May. After that, we have a lot of fun one-shots coming out all throughout the summer, working on some big projects. If you're interested in working with us, shoot us an email, autumnmoonstudios@gmail.com, and we'll get back to you. Intro and outro by Nolan Clock. Everything else by myself and the cast. I hope you have a really great day.